To replay, push 3.
Hi, Adam. I have some character names, and I just thought I'd go ahead and read them to you on your voicemail here. Okay. First up, we have Duds Malone, cutthroat gangster and well-dressed ladies' man. Time was, not a day went by, you couldn't see Duds parading around Chicago's red light district in the finest of chiffon zoot suits after a long day of killing people. But while serving time in Joliet for distributing communist literature, Duds sees the error of his ways. He also discovers his life's passion, acting. After his release, Duds changes his name and stars in the Broadway smash Dashing Dudsy Darlington. Fate caught up with him, though, at the opening of his second play, the aptly titled Dashing Dudsy Gunned Down by Old Mob Rivals from Chicago. Next we have Pants Anderson, thrower of dice. Pants, a sometimes croupier and hopeful financier, got his nickname when he lost his trousers in a midnight crapshoot. It took him 3 days to win the pants back. Try as he does, his gambling career never pays off, so Pants puts the last of his savings in the stock market, where he loses big time. Finally, we have Gorillo. Thank you for listening.
Best hope, I think, is your own. I don't understand the big deal about Monty Chino. I think we should seed it. Not with anything as complex, maybe as DNA, but just with amino acids and things.
Activity comes from Jupiter's gravitational field, the energy. Incredible tidal forces, literally carrying a rock like it was water. I thought it was all frozen down to the rock. Apparently it's not. Most cases, an entire ocean, a planet-sized ocean of water. God knows what kind of water. We have some guesses. Some like missiles, like really heavy tips that just punch through the ice, let loose huge clouds. See if we can make the entire planet into one giant organism. I don't want something that's a computer. I want something that evolves on its own path that we don't control.
Well, it would have to be pretty smart then, and we could ask it questions that we can't figure out.
I don't want something that's a computer. I want something that evolves on its own path that we don't control. Without actually having to find how it could end. Having left that as open as possible. We've got to somehow start it and let it run.
The last thing we want is monkeys, you see.
We tried monkeys.